Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah Berurah Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Ches, Shir number 94. It's great to be back with everyone. And we are discussing the building of the batim, to build the batim, to build the boxes that we put the tefillin, the klaf in. Mechaber tells us on the top of the page, Yaseh Arba Batim, Mi'ar Echad L'Shel Roish, V'Bayisech L'Shel Yad. We should make four batim for the Shel Roish, four compartments, and one for the Shel Yad. Sifkat and Kuf Ayin Beis, on the bottom of the previous page, V'Chatichus Ar Tfurim Yachad, Mitzadin Magen Avram Dechashuvim Ka'ar Echad. If you have pieces of the R is the skin, the hide of the animal, that are sewn together, the Magen Avraham says it's considered to be chashuv and ka'ar echad, like one piece. You sew it together, take two different pieces of material, sew it together, it's one. The jacket you're wearing, it wasn't one piece, they sewed it together. That we can be lenient if it's sewn together. If it was, however, the Chassam Sofer's machmir, if it was glued together, the Chayodim is lenient if it is glued together. The Chayodim is lenient if it is glued together, that it's still fine. The Chay Mashbar is a Ruah. And that is the minig nowadays, says the Chayadam, that it can be glued as well. However, it's appropriate, ideally, use one piece of material, like you see in these pictures over here, that you have to know how to measure properly. You take the hide of the animal, and then you start forming it in the press, in the machine, into the batim. Now there is some slight recollection. I'm not sure if I gave this year here. So if you did hear it already on the quarter this year, then fine, a little chazara. If not, then it's also good. So he says, because there are those that are machmir, there are those opinions that are machmir that say, no, it's not going to help to sew it together or to glue it together. Prudois zemizev lo yumidubakin. You have to have the dalabatim prudois. They have to be separated from each other, and not just they can't be glued together. Veloy kimoi shoyis and asayven shemedabkin ali they devek. Not like the seifen do that. They glue it together with glue. They connect it with glue. Rakshilamaylo oisin simonim kimoi chritz ba'amo, like a indentation. So actually, I remember I gave this in the morning shir. That's why I thought I gave it here as well. So you're thinking this is the morning shir. No, the 6:20 shir. So let me show you what he's talking about. You have to have the tefillin shel roish, the batim, have to be technically able to slide something down. Don't try it at home. Don't test it out. But he's saying you can't just make lines on the outside that make it look like there are four compartments. It has to be four compartments. So when we learned this in the morning, in the 6:20 year, so someone was telling me, it's like your jacket. I said, what are you talking about? He says, a lot of the pieces of your jacket that you're wearing are glued together. But they look like it's like a sewn, or they look like it's a separate piece. So I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. He says, you see this piece over here? So he pointed by the arm. He said, sometimes they sew it together. Sometimes they glue it together. He said, the piece down here, on the inside, sometimes they glue that together. It's not all sewn. I'm just taking his word for it. The point is, but it looks...
suit or...
I mean, I don't think he's referring to my specific suit. He's referring to suits. The way they... I mean, I don't know. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue, maybe you get gold thread. I don't know. But... But his point was is that it looks one way, and here also you can't take a bias and just make indentations like your fingers and make it look like four separate compartments. You cannot do that. It has to have four compartments. That's what he's telling us over here. V'loy k'moy she'oisin ha'sefer she'medabkim al yedei devek, rak she'lemaylo oisin simonim, they make like a sign, k'moy chritz ba'amo, like an indentation. The tzorich iyon im l'hachshah afil b'dyevet. In that case, you have to know, is that going to be kosh even b'dyevet? The manushach, he says. Im anu chayishvin al yedei dibuk or echad. If we say that gluing together is considered to be one piece now, right? That's because that's one of the understandings here. Because how do we start off? We started off, you should be using one piece of animal skin to make the batim. What was step two? Can I sew the pieces together to create and have a status of one skin? And the answer is, we said, the Market of Ram says it's fine. Then the next question was, can I glue it together? Gluing gets to some issues here. Chassam Sofer doesn't like it so much. Chayadam says, okay. Now, but if you say gluing is one piece, in Cain, ein lonu elo bayis achas, uvas soichei dal mechitza, is the puzzle. So if I glued it together, I have one house with four compartments, which is puzzle. Vim ein adevek oisa arechad, but if the glue does not make it one piece, v'yesh kan dal batim in dal charitzim, then I have four separate compartments with four separate indentations on the outside. The hadibu kinifadami, because the glue makes it like it's separate, not like it's connected. Then the tefillin is made from two different pieces, not one piece, and that's possible. That's why, even though the Chayaldim says that glue can be used, the Mishra is explaining here, stay away from it. Says even those who make the tefillin out of one piece, which is the way it's supposed to be done, he says, the tefillin should be separated. Let me see if I can find a picture for that. Yeah. One second. The Shema HaDibuk Chibur, because maybe the Dibuk, maybe the combining of the piece together is like you're attaching it. V'chein b'tfilin shal gra, hayu prudois, ayin b'ar locha. So too, the tfilin the gra were separated pieces on the top. That's what you're talking about, like, here's the bias and the top part. Like, open your hand, those listening on the audio, your fingers are four separate compartments. You put different parashiyos in each one. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamites, Tefillin Bein Shal Roish, Bein Shal Yad, both the Shal Yad, both the Shal Roish, is a halacha l'moishim yisina, page 106. It's a halacha l'moishim yisina in the Dershu edition. Shiyu mirubo'ois v'tifron uvalach soinon. I'm smiling at you now because I know you're my math man.
I'm not your math
man. Oh, you are. The tefillin has to be... Oh, you're also my math man. Everybody else as well, but... has to be squared. This tefillin have to be squared. Has to be a box. And if it's not, it's possible. Now, we're going to say later, we'll say now, from Ramesha, do you have to use an instrument to measure that it's square? The answer is no. Your eye can define if it's square or not. You'll see. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the halacha l'Moshe Misinai, about the mitzvah tefillin, I want to tell you something. And this I guarantee. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go on Amazon and buy one of themselves, one of those rulers, you know, those... Okay, you agree, right? You're masking. You know, they have these rulers that you can see, mamish. What?
A caliper micrometer.
A caliper micrometer. And you see, you're telling me you don't know these things, right? Okay. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu did not have a caliper micrometer. Don't ask me how to spell it now. So, your eye, when you look at it, that is sufficient to tell you that it's square. It's a square piece. It has to be square all the top, the bottom, and the diagonal. Every part has to be square. Halacha Moshe, what's the reason? Okay, maybe we'll find the reason. But Halacha Moshe, yeah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Moshe. I don't think Hashem said Moshe Rabbeinu, right? said Moshe, has to be square. Now, look at this. The Hainu, what does it mean to be squared? Shiyu ribu'on mechuvan orkoi kerachboi. Ribu'on, the squared section, the orkoi, the length has to be kerachboi, like the width. Which is, that's what a square is. Yeah. Or it's a rectangle if it's not. Right, correct?
Four sides.
All four sides are the same. That's what a square is.
The tolerance is?
And the tolerance is, everyone know?
Zero.
Zero. What does it mean? No patience? What is it? Okay,
well,
let's go.
I mean, there has to be a tolerance. Nothing is exact in this world. So
we said the width and the length have to be the same. That's what a square is. Kedei shiyah lohem oysoy alachson. So it has to have that diagonal, which is important as well. It has to be precise. Shamru Chazal tell us, kol amsa biribua, every time you have an ama, when we're talking about a square, the alachsain amsa usrei chumsho ba'alachsaina. The diagonal, which is what's called the hypotenuse, is that what we're talking, right?
Hypotenuse
is 1 2/5. If the sides are 1, the diagonal is 1 2/5.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
So we just, those on the audio, we were pausing here because we're just going through the actual the math equations here.
It's not quite 2/5.
No, it doesn't have to be exact. Yeah, it's point.
Slightly.
2/5.
At the third decimal place. So.
Right. But the first one, that's what it, so that's what Chazal tells us over here. It's Chazal. It's the Shulchan Aruch bring Chazal. Amru Chazal kol amsa b'ribua. Every amo when it's squared, the alachsin amso utsrei chumsho balachsina. The diagonal over here, you see this? The diagonal is 1 2/5, which we just did, is correct. Mm-hmm. So, okay, very good.
And it's approximate.
Approximate, fine, but yeah, I mean 1.2
cool,
others. Yeah, that's what we need here. Now, with tzarech l'rabei amokam moishavon. The gamma bottom, the bottom. Now you have to make the place where it sits, meaning the titura, right? The titura is the wider part. That's why you have to make sure that's square as well as the bias also. And I mentioned someone came to me a few months ago, and he shows me a corner. He says to me, "Can I wear these tefillin?" I said, "Don't do that." I didn't say those words, but I said, I have a pair of tefillin. I'll lend you my shalyad. I'll daven by the second minion. You daven by the first minion. That's where he wanted to daven. And I lend my shalyad. And then, for a couple of days. And then the sefer came, all right, Kukovsky. Oh, he's on the shir. And yeah, he showed me, totally, no shaykhus. It was three corners. These things happen sometimes, but a person has to be aware of it. That if it's taka a problem, you can't put it on. You're not doing the mitzvah. When I say can't put it on, because you can make a bracha with that. You're making a bracha on pasul tefillin. It's a big problem. I do want to mention while we're on that topic for a second. How does this happen sometimes? That probably happened. It probably fell. I don't know how else that type of damage might have happened. But sometimes what's more common. Is when we dive in front of a wall, which is encouraged, so we have more kavana. But you have to be careful, also by tachanon, that when you bow and you put your head down, be cognizant of how close you are to the wall. Now you might think your head is a certain distance away, but at the end of the day, your tefillin are protruding a little further out, and then sometimes it happens. You give a little bang, and you have to be careful. Sometimes bang after bang could cause these problems. That's just the practical situation of how this happens. Another way is also when people put the tefillin back in the case. Sometimes people are very careful, and they go slowly. Other times people have to be talking about who knows what, and they're not even watching what they're doing, and they shtup. They push it in. And sometimes it bangs the side, it's not going in smoothly. So they're careful also. Okay. Let's take a look now at the Mishnah Berurah here in Siv Katan Kuf Ayin Gimel. He said the tefillin had to be squared. If you didn't make it squared, it's not kosher. Even with the evid, it's not good. So this is interesting because he says if you don't have any other tefillin, he says if that's the only tefillin you have, put on these tefillin, and then when you put them on, you should not make a bracha. Maybe you're davening with them so that you shouldn't feel uncomfortable that you know everyone else is wearing tefillin and you know you're not wearing your tefillin, but you should make sure to put on kosher tefillin afterwards. Kufayin dalet, she rubayin, it should be squared. Shel tefirois, the stitching. The stitching has to be also mamish squared as well. Venerely pashit, the tzarech liyois, had tefirois meruba, bein lamayil, bein lamata, on the top and the bottom. Now look at your tefillin. Take a look today, take a look at your tefillin. And you turn it upside down. And I remember once things were Rabbi Bodenheim showing me that the tefillin underneath in the bottom was not merubas. It got loose. It got loose. So the tefillin underneath, the top has to be squared, and also underneath. This is underneath, has to be squared as well.
You're saying the
You're mentioning
you would take that diagonal that you're talking about becomes distorted.
Right. Definitely one of the ways that tefillin warp is if a person takes a shower. People like to shower in the morning to start their day fresh. So then they put on the tefillin with wet hair, and then the moisture. Just think for a second. The moisture. And now, day after day, will warp the tefillin. So that's what you're bringing out. The tefillin start to warp, then the tefillin that we just mentioned on the bottom are could loosen up, and they won't be straight anymore. That's another problem. We have to be cognizant of. By the way, if anybody is listening to the shiurim, especially our Choshev Sofer, Kukowski, please, if I'm saying something which is a little off or not or totally off, or if you want to be mysif, add something, please reach out to me and let me know. Okay, let's see further over here. He says, so the Mishmur says, even though it's not so clear to me, in regards to Bidiyevid, if the stitching is not 100% appropriate, if it's still going to be possible or not, if it will be possible or kosher, that the stitching should definitely be mirubas. It should be squared. Kuf ayin hay. He says here, she rubuan mechuvan arkar karachboy, so you want to create, in other words, you want to create the diagonal, the hypotenuse correctly. How are you going to create a correct hypotenuse?
Square box.
Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Perush b'ribua gomor she'orka karach boy, and a ribua gomor, real square. So it says here that the length is like its width. That's a square. It's all 90 degree angles, correct? Right? Chazal tell us, there's 2/5 more on that shear. So whatever the sides are, the diagonal inside will be 2/5 more. Lo yeh balachzon shaloi kishir beis chamshim toisevis ela shear acher. I'm sorry. I skipped the first words. I will im lo yeh meruba mamish, but if it won't be properly squared, so then diagonal will not be, the alach line, the hypotenuse will not be properly 2/5 more. And that's a problem. Valkein im didenu ba'arba kavim v'yeda im hu meruba. Therefore, measure with 4 lines to know it's squared. Da'ayin l'tchila yim do'id kav echad bo'ayrich. First, measure 1 kav. The length, the kav echad b'roichav, one kav is a line. whether with Shiyesh Shavet. Right? You take the same measurement, the same ruler, if you will. Ach Shema b'emtsoi Shavet b'tzodov mismait. However, it could be b'emtsoi is in the middle is equal, but the sides got lessened. L'cheinim didenu oid b'shnei kavim b'alach soinoi. Also measure the hypotenuse. Shiyu shavim shnei kavei alachsoin gamkein. So that's why you also want to measure the alachsoin as well. And here you see over here with our rulers measuring to make sure that it looks the way it's supposed to with these rulers. V'tzarech l'rabeya kuf ayin vav v'gam zehu ame alocha mosh min sinai l'dasar v'paiskim. And we're discussing here that the makom, we're talking now the tutura. The tutura is the bottom part where the tefillin rests on, where you wrap your ritzuos around, right? Like a little extension. So the Mishmur tells us this is also Allah al-Mashmi Sinai. That's Rav HaPayiskim. V'gam zehu biribua gomor k'may ba'atfira. Also, it has to be a perfect square, just like by the stitches. V'av dimiruba mamish b'molechas abatim. He says to do it exact, says the Mishnah, it's almost impossible. He says, do as much as you can do. Whatever your best ability is, that's what you should do. Now, if you have somebody whose best ability is a shvacha maisa, you know, the Rechaim Kineski, Zechetzat Levracha, he wanted to write, I don't know, it was a tefillin, Sefer Torah, he wanted to do the mitzvah himself. He wanted to write it. So he starts, you know, he learned how to write, he starts writing, he sees his ksav is not the best. So he didn't continue. Right? So if you see somebody, he has two left hands, it's not going to work. So he's not the man for the job.
Can you have a person, can a scribe do just the clock and then have a partner that does
sure.
this?
Yeah, you could have somebody, let's say, who's an expert in one field and then
yeah,
someone
I
mean, else.
I would think this is
definitely.
A different skill
set. Oh, 100%, so. Yeah, you could definitely, I can see that. I mean, you have many times, you have what's called the batemacher. He makes the batem. He deals with the batem. And they have someone else who's, that's exactly what you're asking. Then you have the other person who is the cipher. He's the actual, the one who's writing, 100%.
What was halacha
of Moshe
Sinai? That it should be one square?
Yeah, even the titura. We were talking until now the tefiras, the stitches.
Right.
Now we're saying the titura also, the place where the bias sits on.
Should be square.
This also has to be square.
What about the diagonal that you said? Is that a derivation of being squared, the diagonal is 1 2/5? Or who came up with the diagonal was 1 2/5?
That's Chazal. Look in Lamed Tes. Amru Chazal, call Amsa, yeah.
And Chazal said that in the...
Where did Chazal say that?
They after Pythagoras came up with the theorem.
Pythagoras was before this.
That's what I mean. Pythagoras, they
didn't have that kind of precision. You know, you're talking to the third decimal place. How many things do you have at the
no,
third
no,
decimal
but just
place?
The idea...
When we say Chazal, we're referring to Mishnayos and Gemara. Tanoim Amoroim. Yeah. That's what Chazal
but
refers to.
200, 300, but came up with it.
So, I'll tell you like this.
By Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, that's what I asked. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't
before,
Yes, that's what I do want to say like Dr. Warren over here. That although Mr. Pythagoras or Dr. Professor Pythagoras, okay, he might have brought it to our attention of the Pythagorean theory and this and that.
Right.
Okay, and I'm saying words. I don't know what those words are. Okay, but I will tell you that is all from the precise, exact dimensions of what Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Happens to be, okay, Chachma Goyim Tamin. The Goyim have Chachma. So we said it's Allah Moshe Sina that the titura has to be squared. V'gam zehu biribua gomer kimoy beatir, just like by the stitches. V'gam der meruba. Mamish melechas abatim, the hainu shia betachlis at simsum. Oh, we said right. So that's what he said over here. We finished kuf ayin vav rather, and we said Rav Moshe says you don't have to use, to this point. You don't have to use that measuring tool. Okay, a ruler tape measure. We said earlier you should be using that. That's how you start out with, right? And then that's that you could have. You go to the wilderness, right? You take a little piece of a twig, and you get the size of it, and the same size is on the right side as on the left side, and the top and the bottom, the square is all the same size. That's not a hard thing, right?
And then you have the problem of the 90 degrees, and that's why they care about the diagonal.
Right, exactly. Very good, very good.
The diagonal
piece. It would be off. Right. Very good. Let's see over here. Kuf Ayin Zayin. Moishavn hu atitura. Dehainu shad yachtoich ha-ma-varto mishnet tzadov. You cut the ma-varto on both sides. Kedeshia nika ribu atitura. So what he's saying is like this. This is the ma-varto. This is the section over here that the Ritzur goes through. Now you have to cut the ma-varto to create the ribua of the titura. If I'm saying words that aren't being clear, please let me know. Here's the ma'avarta. Ma'avarta comes from the word that's oiver. It passes through. The tsua goes through this piece here. Then you have to cut out the sections on each side so that this way, this is the tefillin shel roish right now, or this is the either one. Okay? Because now you create the corners, these two corners at the end. Right? That's how the corners are created by chiseling it out with their scalpel or whatever tool they use today. So he says further, you have to be very careful because it's all ma'akev b'diavad. Even b'diavad. V'gam yesh lashgiach b'na ha'tfira ki ma'achmas she'asayf ma'oysen nekavim gedoilim tzas. V'gam yesh lashgiach b'na ha'tfira, you also have to be careful in regards to the tfira, the stitching. Because sometimes the seifim, they make big holes. What happens if it comes too loose? If you make too big of a hole when you're stitching it up, so like over here, it becomes, I'll pass it to you in a second, you have to get up. It becomes too loose. Okay? Goes to the sides. It's not properly squared. This goes in. And the tzuricha needs to be squared. Bein milamayla, both on top of the tituro. Bein milamayla. Yeah, he wants to see. And bein milamato. And underneath as well. And so unfortunately says the Chavetz Chaim, the Mishra here, that because of our Venus, Habi Shein Meshgichin al Tzifleyen, Shu Miruboyin Kadin. Many people are not careful to make sure that tefillin are properly squared. Even those who are very careful of mitzvahs, here he's passing off to you. Yesh Shein Meshgichin ki im al haroish, ki al roish abatim, Shu Miruboyin ve Meshgichin al Tituro, Val Tfiroish, Shu Gamke Miikrei. He says there's something very easy to fix properly, and there are those who are not properly careful to make sure that the stitching has to be squared, the titura has to be squared, the top, the bottom, all has to be squared. Mr. Shem, we pick up with Kufayin Ches next year.